I'm Kevin Cole. It's the afternoon show, KEXP Seattle. I'm down in the performance space for a live video performance that you can watch online at kexp.org, featuring my dear friends, the Jayhawks. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin.
It is great
having you
here.
Remember Minneapolis?
I do. So you've escaped the frozen tundra.
Yeah, I think it's about zero or...
High of 4 below today, I think.
Is it? And yeah. Where Karen's from, International Falls.
Yeah,
it
was 32 below.
Oh, man.
Like
that's
that.
Just the real temperature.
Where you're from, or do you live up there now?
No. I grew up in International Falls, but yeah, those days are over.
I kind of miss that bitter cold for a week or two.
Yeah, I know. In a sick way, I kind of like it.
Yeah,
in
it's
weird,
built...
Sick.
Character.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's right. That's it. But you lose that edge really fast. Like within a year of moving here, I went back to DJ a New Year's Eve party the year of 1999, right? I had to go back for that. And it was like one of those 20 below weeks. And man, I was saying those things that I'd always heard other people say, like, how can people
live here? I know.
The Jayhawks live here on KEXP. Just so glad to have you here. You're playing the Neptune Theater tonight. And
yes.
You're kind of celebrating the three reissues that you did last year, Sound of Lies, Rainy Day Music, and Smile. Not in that order.
No.
And we will talk about those and some other things. But how about a couple songs first?
Sure thing. Okay. All right. Let's do it. This is called Tailspin.
Running out.
You are good. The Jayhawks live on KEXP. This Tailspin from Rainy Day Music. Jayhawks playing at the Neptune.
If you hear a couple of the alternate versions of that, that went through a lot of different metamorphoses or whatever you call it.
Yeah, so you reissued these three albums last year. When you do that, is it a long, enduring process, and do you listen to every version of every song, trying to figure out which bonus tracks to put on? And
in a way, I mean, I have kept everything there is Jayhawk, I guess, in a way.
Organized?
Handed over to my friend Petey Larson, who's
a great guy.
Petey. He's kind of a legend in Minneapolis. Archivist.
Detailed.
Rock scribe, yeah. And I just say, Petey, would you just
listen to all
this
stuff?
Because I can't stand listening to myself over and over again. And then he helps kind of sift through it and find the cream.
Yeah, and he would present those back to you and the band. Like,
and then I'd get a little more detailed, and we end up with what we have.
Cool. It's the Jayhawks live on KEXP.
So we'll do probably the moodiest piece we've done ever, which is called Sound of Lies.
The Jayhawks.
Party time.
Party time. Title track to the 1997 album, Sound of Lies, one of three albums that were reissued last year. Sound of Lies, Smile, and Rainy Day Music. And you guys are playing at the Neptune Theater tonight. Are you focusing mostly on these three albums when you play live?
Yes, because a lot of this material was not played for a long time. And
yeah, it's a real treat.
We got back together to celebrate the Hollywood Town Hall tomorrow, the Greengrass period reissues, it was hard to figure out where to put those because Mark Olson wasn't really on those records, so we kind of just didn't do the songs. So these are all songs we haven't played that much.
And those two albums, Hollywood Town Hall and Tomorrow the Green Grass, have already received the deluxe reissue treatments.
And they're already out of print.
Are they really?
I think that seems to be the ongoing battle.
Well, it's great to have these back, you know, for folks to enjoy and appreciate, because some of them were out of print, right?
Yes. That was kind of how it all started when I was working on a Golden Smog best of. And I realized there was no best of Jayhawks. And so we started working with Rick Rubin and got that going, and then realized a lot of things were out of print. So that started the whole ball rolling.
And this is just part of that process. Is it hard to revisit records? I'm sure there's a lot of emotions behind albums from different eras, or is there like enough distance that you don't have any like deep nostalgic emotional reaction to them?
Well, each record is different, and like the Sound of Lies is really get down into like a dark spot, which is kind of cathartic in a way. I mean, it's very much a mood piece. And
do you mean the song or the whole album?
The whole record.
Yeah. And that was the first after Mark left.
Right.
But there's a real poppy side to that album.
Yeah, well, it was really just a kind of the F.U. record, you know? Nobody's going to like this anyway. And this is our last record. And, you know, it was very freeing, you know, to just go, we're going to do whatever we want. But yeah, a lot of the pop elements came out, a little more artsy-fartsy kind of stuff.
Freeing in a way that you felt you were kind of trapped by kind of some sort of expectation or label, kind of being more of a rootsy band or Americana
band?
Oh,
not so much that. It's just trying to go for it and thinking we got to keep taking it to the next level. But sometime when you just say, I'm not even expecting anything, I just want to make a great piece of work, or we wanted to, that's kind of freeing. I don't think anybody was, even Tomorrow the Greengrass was kind of melding a lot of pop elements, and it wasn't really a country rock record, you know. And I didn't grow up listening to country rock music. It was something I discovered when I was about 26. How about you, Craig? Did you sit around on the front porch with Kirk and Kyle and Kevin playing Mandos?
Waylon Jennings, a lot of the Outlaws and stuff. Yeah. Actually, my dad had all the 8-tracks, you know. So.
Did he really?
Yeah, so when we go on road trips, I listen to a lot of Outlaws. Willie Nelson, Redheaded Stranger.
Huh. Interesting.
Interesting, huh?
That's Craig Johnson from the legendary band Run Westy Run.
Yeah, so he was, you know, playing in more of a punky, funky band and listening to country music.
There you go.
You guys were more rootsy Americana listening to pop.
Yeah, listening.
And finally getting to do that. Well, these records are great. Tell me a little bit about the bonus tracks.
Well, again, Petey Larson, along with John Jackson from Sony, really were instrumental in helping to sift through all that stuff. And Sound of Lies didn't have a lot of extra material because we did record a lot of stuff as we were trying different people out and trying different directions. But they were all done on really... Can I say shitty? No. I guess I just did, didn't I? Lousy cassettes.
Gear.
Yeah. A cassette, you know, kind of unlistenable. So a lot of the extra material for Sound of Lies weren't listenable. That was a little more of a challenge to find extra tracks on. And then a Smile, by then we had got a really nice practice space, and we had what was considered the modern new thing, ADATs and DATs, you know, and we had a studio, and we got kind of a sound, and we had a lot of tracks to choose from that. And Rainy Day Music, again, we didn't have as many because we were is this boring? This is boring.
It's really interesting, Gary. Boring. Yeah. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Well, so I got to finish my thought.
It's great for music lovers, right, and Jayhawks fans to be able to hear some of the extra material and, you know, tracks that weren't released or live versions of songs because there's some live tracks.
Yeah, and there's so much material that never even made it. I think I have 2-inch tapes from a kind of a lost record that was kind of in between
so you guys
the
should
first
put out
record and the second record, I think, that's extra songs. And
could do a rarities record.
Mm-hmm.
Just
we could.
Digging deep. Since PD's already listened to a lot
I
of
know,
it.
I know, PD. Thank God for PD.
So it's the Jayhawks live on the afternoon show here at KEXP, the first of a string of West Coast tours, probably designed to escape the winter in Minnesota. Playing at the Neptune Theater tonight, at the Aladdin tomorrow in Portland. You're heading down the West Coast, playing a lot of songs that people haven't heard in ages, so this is super cool.
A lot of songs we haven't played in a couple months either. Right? Yeah, we just kind of had to, everybody got back from the holidays, did a couple rehearsals, and keeping it fresh.
So the last shows on this sort of West Coast swing sound really cool. At the Todo Santos Festival, is that mm-hmm. what it's called? Is this that thing that Peter Buck curates?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to be down there for almost a week. And we're feeling pretty smart about ourselves right now.
Yeah, with a bunch of friends and
yeah,
just
a lot of
fellow
bands
that you love.
All 97s, who else? Connor Oberst, Drive-By Truckers, Autumn Defense, Joseph Arthur, maybe Chuck Prophet, or you know, who else will stop by, I don't know.
So in doing these reissues and then performing again together, is there sort of talk of new Jayhawks material?
There he is, you know, and I never thought I'd say that again, but I never thought I'd wear a vest on stage either, and I'm doing that. a vest is good for, like, holding in the extra pounds and, like, you know, things like
keeping
that.
Keeping it tight.
Yeah. Not that I have to worry about that, but other people. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I just saw Slater Kinney has a new record out, or coming out, yeah. Which is cool, and I think I used to be ashamed of that kind of idea, like, oh, still going. Just do something and then get away and leave them wanting more. But that's
good.
Not our kind of band. And, you know, I wasn't really crazy about the last effort we had. And I think we...
So that's motivating to get back? And
some of it. And some of it's just the fact that I kind of was... I think these guys were willing to go, and I was kept trying to figure out ways to move on to something else. And I found that I should appreciate having this. It might not take up 90% of our time anymore,
yeah.
But there's a place for it. And I think we're just going to get in and see if we can write some
magic.
Material. And if there's some magic... Yeah. Magic. If there's some magic left, we would put it out. But if not, we're not going to just make a record to make a record.
Well, Gary Loris here, Jayhawks, along with Mark Perlman, Karen Grotberg, Tim O'Regan, and Craig Johnson. It's the 1997 lineup, minus Jessie Green.
She was on a cab coming from the airport. She's playing tonight.
Oh, she is. That's
yeah,
so cool.
We have 7 people on stage.
Right on.
It's like we're the Fleet Foxes or something. You know?
and taken
we're the Fleetwood Foxes because we have 2 women in the band. But she said, do you want me to come over to the radio station? I said, I don't think there's any room in here for you. So she'll be there tonight, and so is John Jackson, who plays fiddle or violin and mando. So.
Very cool. Well, next time you come, there will be room, because we're moving to a new home next year, a bigger space over on the Seattle Center campus by the Space Needle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So the Jayhawks live here on KEXP playing the Neptune Theater tonight. How about a few more songs?
Sure. This one's called Somewhere in Ohio for any of you expats from Ohio.
You were feeling
up all night and you're slowing. So tough, you were breaking up over the wire. Well, I saw you heading.
I was just thinking, God, those vocal harmonies sound so fantastic.
Yeah, not bad. It's like a fine wine.
It's the Jayhawks Live on the afternoon show here on KEXP. Just heard Somewhere in Ohio from Smile, one of the three reissues that came out near the, last half of last year. Sound Alive, Smile, and Rainy Day Music.
Speaking
How about a track
rainy
from
day
that?
Music, yeah. Pretty little hairdo, don't do what you used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles you've been through. Don't look so sad, Marina. Save it for a rainy I'm in Seattle all the time.
It's the Jayhawks live on KEXP. Save it for a rainy day from Rainy Day Music. I've been watching the KEXP email and Twitter feed as we've been going along here on this session, and you're making a lot of people really happy.
Happy.
Is anybody really pissed off?
No, hopefully not.
Get you to do one more.
One more.
Dig deep.
Dip deep into the... What do you think we'd play?
Oh, we're going to go way, way back. What was going on in
1989?
Well, what was written, recorded before that, I think, but...
Who was president in 1989? Was that Eisenhower or... Bob Dole? He's from the great state of Kansas,
that's right,
Tim?
That's right. God bless him.
God bless him. Support our troops. It's called Ain't No End. Written by Mark Perlman with, I think I helped do this a little bit, Mark.
All three of us.
What's going on here? What's that?
Myself and Irene.
Yeah. Hey, we are funny. We're crazy. We're insane. See the pranks that happen?
Did you hear that song?
The Heartlands? There's something going on with this amp.
So far away, not listening most every single night. Wide is the valley that I must cross. His soul's been misplaced in the desert. To kill.
the Jayhawks live on KEXP. That's Ain't No End from 1989's Blue Earth. And thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks, Kevin.
Appreciate it. Kevin. We're always back there in Minneapolis waiting for you.
Well, I miss you guys, and it's just so great to hear you. And thanks for reissuing these three records so we get to hear them again and playing these songs. And it's also very exciting to hear you talk about that there might be some new Jayhawks music.
There might be. See if we still got it. But yeah, come down to the Neptune tonight.
Neptune tonight at the Aladdin tomorrow in Portland, heading down the West Coast. And again, thanks.
Frisco. Tons. You don't say Frisco, do you? Sports guys say San Fran.
They don't say San Fran anymore.
No, some sports guys I hear like.
Not if they're talking about the 49ers. Oh, okay. Because they've moved to a new stadium.
Yeah, I know. Candlestick was like the best name for a stadium.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
It's better than like Geico, Amco,
stadium.
Whatever they call these things now. Anyway, we're actually sponsored. We're actually now called State Farm Jayhawks.
Yeah.
AutoZone.
AutoZone Jayhawks, yeah. We wear patches and things all over. Yeah. Like you can
just
buy
kind of race car
ad
drivers.
Space. Yeah.
You've got some ad space left above
like,
your knee.
Depends, and, car parts and whatever.
It's a Jayhawks Live. On the afternoon show.
Crime in Italy.
A great way to start the new year, too. Yes. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Kevin.
Big time thanks to Jim, Luke, Scott, and Justin on video, Renata on the camera, the photographs, and Kevin Suggs on sound. Oh, Melissa on coffee. And Matt running the board, and Larry for helping out. I'm Kevin Cole. It's the afternoon show. It's KEXP Seattle.